上去，大家都好吗？虽然我听不到你们的声音，但我相信神都与我们同在，神都赐福于我们。But I believe so that God is with us and keep safe and stay healthy, and we can get together today on Sunday morning. This is our blessing because we have five people in the sanctuary. Worship in the spirit, we are brothers and sisters at home. 我们在我们大堂当中有四五个人，我们一同的来，无论在哪里，一同来敬拜。那今天我要跟大家分享的信息是上帝与海。And today I'm going to share with you, the sermon title is "The God and the Sea." First of all, let us read today's scriptures. So 今天我们要学习的一段经文呢，这个讲到题目是上帝与海。The God and the Sea，让我们先看我们今天的经文是什么？在马可福音的第四章第三十五到四十一节，Is it from Mark chapter 4:35 to 41？那你可以用你自己的语言来读。Read this passage is your own language。但那天晚上，耶稣基督就对门徒说：“我们渡到那边去吧。”门徒离开众人，耶稣仍在船上。他们就把他一同带去，也有别的船和他同行。忽然间就起了暴风，波浪就打入船内，甚至船要满了水。耶稣那时候在船尾上，正在睡觉。门徒就叫醒了他，说：“夫子，我们丧命你不顾吗？”耶稣醒了，就斥责那风，向海说：“住了吧，静了吧。”风就止住，大大的平静。耶稣就对他们说：“为什么胆怯呢？你们还没有信心吗？”他们就大大的惧怕，彼此说：“这到底是谁？连风海都听从他了。”海明威曾经写了过一本书，叫做《风》这个老人与海，说明是一个老人跟海之间搏斗的一个故事。他在抓一只鱼。海明威所叙述的是一个真人真实的故事。I think all of you have read this story before, written by the Hemingway. It's the God and the Sea and the Old Man. Talking about a striving experience with an old man and a big fish. But it was a real story that the Hemingway encountered in one part of his one moment of his lifetime, because he lived by the ocean, so he witnessed the striving experience between this old man and the big fish. So do you believe that the story for the passage that we read today is a real story? 那我现在想问你们，今天我们所读的这段经文，也就是马太福音的四章三十五到四十一节，是一个真实的故事吗？Is this a real story? This is the word of God. 这是神的话语。We have this word of God in the Bible. Do you believe this story? Most of the time, we treat this story as a children's Sunday school story. 但我们很多时候就把这个故事当成是什么？当成是在这个主日学里面的一个故事。那这到底是一个真实的故事吗？你相信这故事吗？你相信这故事是圣经里面所记载的真实故事吗？But I want to ask a question. It's very interesting question here. Jesus already calmed the storm, and the disciples still terrified. You look at the scripture here. Jesus said, "Be still," and the storm already calmed down. But the disciples still terrified. Why they still terrified? Because they're so amazed. Who this person Jesus is, that the wind, the wave, and the ocean still obey him. 所以在今天这段经文里面，你会发现主耶稣已经平静了风和浪，但是这门徒还是很害怕，他们还是非常的惧怕，因为他们发现这个人究竟是谁，连风和海都听他。So today we are going to look in this passage from a different perspective. We look this passage from the perspective of the first century Jewish people. Because all the disciples, they are the first century Jewish. And they are holding the Bible, the book of Torah, the book of Moses, the writing, the major prophet's story. Now we're going to look at how, why this, so there's something going on in their head. 所以今天我要讲的是从不同的角度一同来看，乃是第一世纪的这些犹太人，第一世纪这些门徒，他们手中的圣经就是摩西五经，他们如何看待他们眼中所发生的事情，一定在他们脑袋瓜里面发生了一些事情。 Something is going on into their head. They struggle. They see something new because what happened in the past is so different from what they're seeing in front of them. 因为他们所知道的关于过去的事情与他们现在目前所看见的是完全不一样的。 So now I'm going to show you a three story or four story that we look how this first century Jewish they think about and how what is going on in their mind. 我们来看几个很重要的故事，然后我们就看了video。
Share the video, right?
Sorry.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. On the second day, God separated the waters to form the seas and the sky. On the third day, God created the land with trees and plants and fruits.
Will we ever see land again?
Of course we will. Day, he put the sun, the moon, and stars in the heavens. And on the fifth day, all the creatures of the sea and of the air. And on the sixth day, all the creatures of the ground. And then He made us to live in paradise until Adam and Eve disobeyed God and ate the forbidden fruit. And with one choice, they learned both good and evil. Since then, since Cain killed Abel, God has seen too much evil in human hearts. Wrong choices, wrong decisions. That's why this is happening. Our Creator decided to cleanse the earth. God warned me. He told me to build a boat. A boat to save our family and all the animals. Every other living creature would die. Seventh day, God rested.
天的柱子因他的斥责震动惊奇，他以能力搅动大海，他借知识打伤拉哈伯。 The pillar of the heavens quake against it is revealed. By his power he trembled the sea. By his wisdom he cut Rahab to pieces. Who cut up Rahab to pieces? Who trembled the sea? That is a God Jehovah. So this is what happening now in the first century Jewish people. The disciple, they think, only God can do this. Only God can tremble the sea. Only God, Yahweh, can do that. And they remember that in the scripture of the Moses, the book of Moses, God remembered Noah and all the wild animals and livestock that were with him in the ark. And he sent the wind over the earth and the water recedes. And who closed the spring of the deep? Who closed the floodgate of the heavens? It is Yahweh God, God of Jehovah. 所以第一世纪的门徒们，他们知道唯有神是创造天与地和海的。他们也知道只有神能够关闭天上的窗户，也能够使天上的大雨止住。因为上帝纪念挪亚，保护了挪亚一切所有的牲畜，是他叫风吹地，也是叫水势渐落。所以在他们脑袋当中，他们知道掌管风浪的亚辉是创造万物的神。 So they acknowledge one thing, only Yahweh, the creator God, was the God who controlled the storm, the storms. But the story doesn't end here. 把故事不不停留在这个地方。在他们的记忆当中，他们仍然记得神迹的话语，曾经在他们祖先当中所发生的事情。 So this first century disciple, they still remember another story in this book, the Bible. Now we're going to see the other one, very exciting one story.
one God. And he is here with us.
What's going on?
It's open now. What are you going here?
Everybody's listening.
Ready. Who is this?
Yeah.
Galaxy. Me and Charlie over here. I'm doing me and Charlie. We mean
Irene and husband Dorothy.
Okay.
Dorothy.
Wait. So can we move them and see more faces?
I don't know.
Since
I'm trying to
opening up. It won't change the thing, huh? Not gonna change it.
Something happened. Don't know what. See if the ball gone.
Everybody's muted.
Everybody.
They're all muted though. I don't know. That's James Chang. Who's Dorothy calling? I think Dorothy's calling. Upside down, Thomas. Did you set anything out here? I hear some ding.
I didn't hear nothing.
Maybe they sent a message out. Trying to get it back. Okay. There I am, yeah.
Okay, so the internet is down at church. That's why they can't connect to internet. So please just wait, okay? 现在教会的网络不能动, 所以我们在等他们重新开启。
Oh, it's over there. That's my other phone. My phone. It's funny. Oh, that's Dorothy.
Thank you.
hey, 大家好。
好。
Good to you. So, something is just going on here in the sanctuary. So we lost the Wi-Fi because the Wi-Fi jam or somehow something's going on. So I'm not going to. I'm not going to preach the whole thing because of the time constraint here. So I'm just straight to the point. So you already seen the video. Those are first century Jewish people. They already know that. Okay. Only that God, the transcendent one sitting on the heaven, he is the one who controls the whole thing because he is the creator. 所以在他们来说的话，他们知道是上帝在掌管这一切。而这个上帝呢，是坐在天上的，是高高的，是超越他们那一位神掌管这些。但是呢，现在发生什么事情呢？现在就发生一件，有一个人是一个活生生的人，有血有肉的人呢，他站在门前，站在他们的眼前呢，做了这样的事情。That's why they're thinking about how did Jesus can do this? 所以圣经上面所有在旧约当中对于第一世纪的这些门徒们所知道的，因为他们是跟随拉比的。Because all these disciples, they are pursued after, they chase after the rabbi. They learn something from rabbis. So they know all the scripture, the book of Moses. So now I want to refer to you to one passage in the Old Testament that they're so familiar with. This is from Psalm 107, 33 to 30. 就我们现在来，因为时间关系呢，我无法呢一个一个过去，我们就先来直接看我们诗篇，也就是这些门徒们非常熟悉的一段经文，就是诗篇107篇23到30节。那这段经文里面，在诗篇里面他是这么说的，在海上坐船，在大水中经理事务的，他们看见什么？他们看见耶和华的作为，并他在深水中的奇事。他一吩咐，狂风就起来，海中波浪也扬起，他们上到天空，下到海底，他们就心因患难而消化。那他们呢，没有办法做，所以他们苦难中哀求耶和华，然后耶和华就什么，是狂风止息，风浪就平静，风息浪静，他们便欢喜。那么是谁引导他们到所愿去海口？是上帝。For the English part, you can read by yourself. But I want to point you to this, this table. 那我们一起来看接下来这个 table. 你会发现，当他们看到耶稣所做的这件事情的时候，联想起的不只是挪亚的故事，不只是摩西打开红海带领以色列人出埃及的故事，他们甚至也想到曾经何时有一个先知叫做约拿的，有一个先知叫约拿的，是神使这个大风刮起，或者是这个暴风雨使约拿被丢到这个海里面。 I'm sure all of you very familiar with the story of Jonah. Same thing happened. So all this story, real story, it's not a fake story, it's not a myth, but it's a real story going on in their head. They start thinking about all this they learned from the rabbi. So from this table, you see the parallel between what they learned in the Old Testament and what they see in front of them. 就从这个你们可以看见，这些门徒们他们想到了这一些，他知道亚辉是掌管风浪的，让他们眼前的是耶稣平静风浪。你在这两个 passage 里面，在这两段经文里面有同样的平行。 You see the parallel between these two incidents. Sailing in the ship, disciple in boat, 船上的水手，船上的门徒。 Stormy wind and wave, stormy wind and wave, 狂风大浪。 And here in the Psalms, the courage melts away, but here your disciple afraid. AndThese sailors, they cry out to the Lord, and disciples cry out to Jesus, and here the Lord still the storm, but you see that Jesus still the storm here. The way of the sea quiet, at the end, there was a great calm. You see the parallel. That's why this Jewish disciple, this first century disciple, they're so amazed and so terrified because they've seen something so different from what they know in the past.Only Yahweh God, the transcendent God, can do this. How can this physical flesh with blood, Jesus, can do such a great miracle in front of them? They are so terrified and they ask themselves who this person is. And he can obey the wind and the ocean and also can command the wave. That is a part that they struggle. Because they realize Jesus, the incarnate God, was God who come to stone. But this Jesus is a real one. It's not transcendent one, but it's an immanent one. 他不是超然的, 但是却住在他们中间的, because in this passage, you see, Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. 因为在这段经文里面，你可以看见 耶稣在船尾上, 枕头在睡觉。 神在风浪中与人同在。 Actually, I'm going to show you the video. It's talking about Jesus walking on the water. 我本来是要跟大家看一个video, 就是耶稣在水面上行走, 他亲自来到门徒的中间。 And this Jesus came to them because he wants to be with them. When he is not far away, he's not standing far, far away, but he wants to get closer to you. When you are in the storm, we are in the suffering, because the focus, the main focus of this story, of this passage, is not the storm. 今天我们熟读这段经文，真正的重点，真正的焦点，并不是这个暴风或者风暴，乃是风暴的主, the Lord of the storm. 今天我们真正的目标跟焦点在这一段经文当中是上帝他自己。 It's not about the suffering. It's not about COVID-19. It's not about a pandemic. But it's who is in control behind all this suffering? Who is in control behind the pandemic? Who is in control behind the COVID-19? Who is in control behind the storm? 这就是今天这段经文, God revelation, 上帝的启示这段经文告诉我们, 要让我们回到他自己的面前, 看清楚到底他是谁。 Because he is with us. 因为他与我们同在, he walking towards you. He walking among you. He knows you. He understands your suffering. Because God is with us in the storm. 就像主耶稣亲自来到门徒中间, 他在海面上行走, 去到他们自己的中间。 你们都知道这两首诗歌的故事。 第一个故事呢就是我心灵得安宁，第二个呢就是耶稣恩友。 We know these two hymns, very, very popular classical hymns. The first one is It's Well With My Soul, and this is why a friend we have to Jesus. I'm sure pretty much all of us here know the story behind these two hymns. The lyrics of these hymns came out in the midst of the storm, and these two, the person you see from the screen, these two persons actually, they witness the loss of the loved one in the storm. One is the wife, the other one is the four daughters. Four daughters of Herschel Spafford and the beloved fiance of Joseph Scriven die. But they wrote this hymn to express their love, their faith to God. In the midst of a storm, the focus, the target is Jesus himself. It's the God of Yahweh, the creator God, but also the God who is with them, the incarnate God, Jesus. So there's a German theologian said here, 有一位德国的神学家这么说, God weeps with us so that we may one day laugh with him. 上帝与我们哭泣, 好叫有一天我们能与他欢笑。 God may not wave, God may not take away or move away your storm. He may take away your loved one, but that is not the focus. The focus is who is in control? How much is your faith to trust and depend on him? Because God is going to move away storm completely in eternity. Because at the end of the day, no matter what kind of suffering you are, even you lost your loved one during this special time of the century, but you will need to believe one thing. God will roll them out like a robe, like garment, they will be changed. The whole earth, the whole universe will be changed. They will change like a garment being taken away and put on a new cloth. If you have listened to my sermon last time, Because he who was seated on the throne said, I'm making everything new. 如果你听到上次讲的讯息，有一天上帝要将天地卷起来，像一件外衣，天地都要改变了。因为在那一个日子当中，上帝要挪去一切所有的风浪，这是我们的焦点。可能上帝已经把一些你所爱的人挪去了，是你现在正在一个风暴的当中，但是神应许说，将来他将这一切都要改变，因为做宝座的说，看哪，我要将一切都更新了，因为先天的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。 There's a promise from God that there will be a new heaven and new earth, for the first heaven, the first earth pass away. But here another promise, there was no longer any sea.There was no longer any sea. 海也不再有了。海也不再有了。I'm so sorry for those who is a beach lover. Because at that time, no more sea. No more Long Beach. No more Laguna Beach. Because God will remove all this away. Because in the Bible, in the Old Testament, New Testament, most of the time, see the ocean refer to something evil or negative effect.So I just put you one example from the scripture. 因为在圣经里头，海通常所意味的是一种邪恶跟不好的。上帝在这里应许说，先天天地会过去，海也不再有了。所以非常对不起，如果你喜欢 Laguna Beach, Long Beach, Ocean, but God promised there's no more sea in the new heaven and new earth. 这个海是所代表的是什么？是不稳定的，是有风浪，是会害怕的，但是上帝会把它 remove away。 因为圣经里头海的意思通常就是这一方面，邪恶的海要交出其中的死人，死亡一定要交出其中的死人，他们都叫个人所行的受审判。 They'll all be judged according to what have done. But the sea gave out the dead that were in it. The death and Hades gave out the dead were in them. Because in the Bible, most of the time, ocean or sea refers to death or evil or negative images. However, there's one eternal hope or promise from God. He said, at that time, there will be a glassy sea. And this is...unstable sea in the ocean will be removed away but replaced with one eternal glassy sea. And that glassy sea will be in front of the throne of God. 将会有玻璃海代替那一个翻腾的海。而这玻璃海是要在神的宝座面前。And someone is going to stand on that glassy sea. The who is going to stand on that glassy sea?Standing beside the sea, those who have been victorious over the beast and his image, over the number of his name. And they will play harp, same song to God, same songs of servant Moses of the land. Great and marvelous are your deeds, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, King of all nations. 那些圣的兽和兽的像，有胜过邪恶的，都能站在玻璃海上。拿着神的琴唱神仆人摩西的歌跟羔羊的歌，说主神全能者，你的作为大灾期在万事之完了。我相信我心灵得安宁这个作者，他四个女儿，还有这个耶稣恩友歌里面的这个作者的妻子，都会站在这个玻璃海上。虽然他们在这个世上面失去了，在风暴中时期， I believe that the wife of the composer, or what a friend we have with Jesus, as well as the four daughters of the composer, the lyric composer of the song, is as well with my soul. They will be standing on that glassy sea because they have faith in God that one day God will remove all this trouble. That is the hope we have in Him.So today I'm going to end my sermon with three very practical one statement. Here is it. Because of the faith in his sovereign rule, live on. 所以今天我要结束的时候用三个来跟大家的分享。因神掌任掌权的信好好的活着。Because of the love on the cross, live on. 因上帝十字架的爱，因他爱你的缘故，好好的活着。Because of the hope in his promise, that eternal hope is his promise. 因为上帝永恒的盼望。Live on, 好好的活着。Because that is the difference, the major difference between us as a Christian compared to those non-believers.We need to live out this faith, live out this love, and live out this hope. Because today we can live on this earth just because of faith in Him, the love of God, and the hope we have in Him. Just live on, continue on, go on, no matter how. Because He is with us, and He is here with us. Even though our Wi-Fi is not good, no matter how,God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. God is good. So the focus here is not the storm. The focus is a faith in Him. He loved you, and we have a hope in Him. Just, let's just pray. 是因为我们对他有信，我们对他有爱，是上帝所赐给我们的盼望。就算我们今天的 internet 不好， What's the matter? Who cares?The camera is what? Faith in Him, His love for us, and the hope He gave us, He's giving us, and He will fulfill that hope in eternity. Let's just pray together. 我们一起来祷告。主，我们谢谢，我们感谢你，因为你所赐给我们的爱，因为你在十字架上所成就的爱，成就的救恩，你所赐予我们爱，使我们能够坚强的活着，无论我们遇到什么样的环境。因为你们给我个盼望，你会把一切都要挪去，站在你自己玻璃海上，与你一同来敬拜，来赞美你。我们谢谢你，我们感谢你。Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the love you died for us on the cross. Because of this love, give us strength and faith we can live on this earth. And we know that one day, in eternity, that your promise will be fulfilled.That we can stand on that glassy sea and we sing songs of Moses, sing song praises, sing songs of praises to you. And we look forward to the day you will be with us in eternity. No matter what we're facing now, just focus on you in the midst of the storm and live on. We give you all the praises and glory because you deserve all this. We pray all this in Jesus' name.Amen.
Amen. Amen. 好，我们谢谢王弟兄。